T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas gas prices continue to tumble, down 4 more cents this week to an average of $2.36 a gallon. Jennifer Haw is with AAA Kansas.
We have seen our inventories go up quite a bit, so that is certainly helping that price drop.
Ha says, with fall now underway, gas stations are looking to get rid of their summer blend gasoline, which could also bring down prices. Kansas still has the 6th cheapest gasoline prices among the states. Average price today in Wichita, $2.27 a gallon. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a cloudy start to the day as moisture continues to lift in from northern Oklahoma. That will give us a few scattered showers through about noontime. Our high today, 69. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 53. And sunshine and warmer Thursday with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 58 degrees, northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. A former Blue Springs, Missouri doctor and Boy Scout leader is being held without bond after admitting that he sexually assaulted a boy for years.
The Kansas City Star reports 45-year-old Joseph Mackey of Lee's Summit pleaded guilty in Jackson County Circuit Court to statutory sodomy. He's set to be sentenced November 3rd. Court records indicate the victim met Mackey through a scouting activity and was also a patient of the doctor's. He was abused dozens of times between the age of 14 and adulthood. Investigators found other victims who said they were also abused by Mackey. He told some of the victims he was coordinating a sexual activity study for the University of Kansas. However, school officials told investigators the study didn't exist. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The latest effort to kill Obamacare is no more. There will be no Senate vote on it. Now Republicans will need 60 votes to pass future legislation on this instead of a simple majority. That means Democrats and Republicans will have to work together. ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill talked with the Dead Bill's co-architect, Senator Lindsey Graham, who says the GOP has to keep fighting.
We'll get killed if we don't.
You'll get killed if you don't?
We'll get killed. I mean, can you imagine if we just don't fulfill this promise?
Florida Senator Marco Rubio talked about the hurricane devastation in Puerto Rico at the U.S. Capitol after meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. Rubio recently returned from the island. The senator is warning members of Congress and the administration of the horrific conditions many Puerto Ricans are now suffering in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
I viewed my role here today as raising the alarm about the reality that there are over 3 million American citizens who are potentially in the grips of a growing significant humanitarian crisis.
All right, it's 8:33 now, Steve and Ted, and we're celebrating our 5,000th show on the radio here on KNSS this morning. Ted, I know you've got some blur to do. We've got a couple of calls. Can we take?
Do the calls.
Before that, a quick story. When I got back into radio in 98, my late father was still alive, and he was listening every morning, and I talked you into letting me do some color on a football game, mm-hmm. high school, and a basketball game. And I know I stunk. I know I was terrible.
That's not true.
But my dad got to hear me do some, and I think that was a real thrill for him.
How about that?
And he passed away in 99. Yeah. So it was a thrill. Hey, speaking of people we know, Pat is on the line. Is this the Pat?
That's the one.
The father. The father.
This is maybe the first time he's ever been up before 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
About right. I wanted to join the merriment of congratulations, guys.
The merriment.
For this one wonderful tribute that you're receiving today. But also to, I guess, give my sympathy to Jad. He's had to listen to you guys every minute of the day for 3 hours every day. My goodness.
Not true, Pat. He pays no attention to us whatever.
It's easy to ignore sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
right, Pat. Yeah, but you have a dial. You can just turn us off.
Yeah, Chad can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's trapped in here. Yeah.
What's your – I would assume, dear father, that your favorite segment is our chats with Mitch Holtus.
I like that. And then I like the memories of 68 years ago today something happened.
Yeah.
That's usually very interesting, and also all the Bugs Bunny segments are very good.
The Bugs Bunny.
So you guys, you hit my intellectual curiosity.
Yeah, we know. We aim it right at you, Pat.
But it's a pleasure to congratulate you on your achievement. It's well earned, and the Marconi Award was very nice too. And
yeah.
Matter of fact, yesterday, Ted, I ran out at the airport. I ran into a guy who used to be out at Capen when you were, named Mike Cook. He was one of the assistant principals.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I listen to those guys every morning.
Awesome. Right. Nice.
Yeah, we seem to run across a lot of people, and that's the main thing they say is they listen to you and they enjoy your show. So keep up the good work, and we appreciate what you do.
All right. Thank you, Pat. That's Ted's dad.
That's
Pat
my dear
Rupert.
Dad.
Yeah, he's going to have – now he goes back to counting his money. That will keep him busy for a while. Is Dr. Tom with us this morning? Good morning, Dr. Tom.
Good morning, you guys. Congratulations on the Marconi Award. I know what it's like to do radio. You guys are just wonderful, and I listen to you every morning. In fact, you know, I drive my grandkids to school every morning, and they say, who are those characters? I said, listen and you'll learn.
Really? Yeah. Just the Dr. Tom I know?
Well, you know, allergies
and all. Dr. Tom Rosenberg, hey, nice to have you with us, and it's great to have listeners like you who are more intellectual than guys like Pat Woodward. So,
I don't say that. That's but it's good, you know, the Marconi Award is good. It sort of reminded me of what I have for dinner is macaroni and cheese. But no, that Marconi is something really good and great. And I really appreciate you guys. I think that's a wonderful award. It's as good as an Oscar or an Emmy or anything like that. And I just want to congratulate you.
All right, Doc. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Appreciate your call this morning. And I think we now have the play-by-play voice of Butler.
Oh, I knew he was going
Dennis,
to call in.
Dennis Higgins. This is an honor. This is an honor. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Where have we heard that before? All right.
Hey, listen, congratulations to Steve and Ted and Chad and all the people involved. I know it takes a lot of work and a lot of people. And, you know, I really do. I get start every morning. I get up early now because I'm getting older, and I listen religiously, and I've been listening for years. And I listen to KNSS most of the day and night. And I don't even have my TV hooked up anymore, so I mean, a throwback, as you know, I listen to radio, and I just think you guys do a great job, you know, get updated on what's going on locally and nationally, and I really enjoy the show.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're kind of a radio aficionado. You listen to some of those great West Coast stations when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Ted, just personally, I appreciate all the great coverage you've given Butler Community College over the years. And believe it or not, guys, this is our 13th year doing Butler football and basketball on KNSS.
How about that? Terrific.
Nice.
13th year, yeah. Wow. So we really appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis Higgins calling in now.
Dennis is a great listener.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You want to talk
and
about
a guy that, you know, used to do San Francisco Giants baseball games.
He's been around.
He's a talented guy, and we're glad to have him in the KNSS
very
family.
Good. You got anything you want to talk about on the blur this morning?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I don't. He wants to do something.
Yeah, we'll do the blur. We'll talk about the ratings for the National Football League over the weekend. Now, those ratings were up. They were up just a little. Now, despite taking the take-a-knee controversy, or because of it, let's take a look at what's going on in the NFL.
He's fired. After the take-a-knee controversy became the subject of national focus, the NFL says ratings for Sunday were up 3% compared to Week 3 of last year's season. And Monday night's Cowboys-Cardinals game, in which Dallas team owner Jerry Jones joined his team in taking a knee, was up a whopping 63% from last year. But that game was up against a Trump-Clinton debate. The news of the ratings spike comes after the president tweeted Tuesday morning that ratings for football are way down. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And we've talked about this earlier in the week. There is a new series of videos called Dinner with Don.
Yes.
Celebrating the life of insult comic Don Rickles before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 90. He did tape some interviews with other famous people.
If you ever get down about the state of the world, know this.
It's kind of hard being Snoop Deagle Double G.
Before Don Rickles died, he had dinner with Snoop Dogg.
You hear that, Don?
No, I'm deaf.
It's one episode in a 13-part digital show produced by AARP.
You ever get punched in the face?
No, I have people that do that for me.
Sarah Silverman, another one of Rickles' dining partners at his favorite Hollywood haunt.
We choose cannabis as our relaxation.
You choose what?
Cannabis. Marijuana.
Oh, really?
Rickles liked vodka to the end. AARP says the web series celebrates his life and career. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
We're laughing at Don Rickles.
Yeah,
wow.
There's no way I'm going to miss that. I'll check those out. Go Dinner with Don.
Dinner with Don.
Yep. In his monologue last night, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live poking fun about a chain restaurant. This is called Villa Italian Kitchen. It's got more than 200 locations nationwide. I don't think we have one here.
Uh-huh.
But apparently they're serving up pumpkin spiced pizza.
Imagine a child born in, like, Indiana or someplace where they don't know anything about pizza. Innocently, she goes to the mall with her family, and she tries pizza for the first time. And it's that pizza. It's pumpkin spice. And she hates it. She wastes years of her life thinking pizza tastes like nutmeg. And she never tries it again. What about that child? So I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to pick up your phones and call your senators again.
Jimmy Kimmel last night, pumpkin spice pizza.
Ugh, yuck.
And finally, Steve, we'll close with a birthday today that caught my eye. How about actor Wilford Brimley?
Oh, yeah.
Who is 83 today. And the thing about Wilford Brimley is he looked like he was 83 35 years ago.
You know,
he's always kind of looked the same.
I talked about watching The Electric Horseman over the weekend. He was in that.
He was in that.
As a younger fellow there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in True Grit in a very small part. John Wayne back in the 60s.
Yep.
He was in China Syndrome. He was in Tender Mercies with Robert Duvall. He was a very semi-regular cast member on The Waltons. He was on a few times on TV.
Hey, if you want to hear a mix of a little strange mix of genres, he was in a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie called Hard Target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we used to work with a guy named Craig Mead around here, who's kind of a dead ringer for Wilford Brimley.
A little bit. He was in the movie Cocoon.
Cocoon,
that was kind of his breakout role. Yeah. People really started recognizing him.
You bet.
And The Natural. He was the baseball manager in The Natural.
Wow.
But I think my favorite role of his might be a one-time appearance on Seinfeld, in which he played the Postmaster General of the United States.
The Kramer.
Called Kramer into a dark room and grilled him.
Well, Mr. Kramer.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
I'm a postmaster.
By the way.
I'm also a general.
Yeah.
And by God, my job is to the mail deliver the mail.
By the way, interestingly enough, on the Steve and Ted Show, we interviewed the original Kramer. The character was based on
that. Kenny Kramer. We had him on live right here on Steve and Ted.
That's right.
Interesting. So happy birthday, Wilford Brimley. He's 83 today. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
And thank you, Pizza John's, for being a great sponsor all these
years. Yes, they've been a sponsor for us for quite a while now, and they bring you the Blur every day, Entertainment News. We're glad to have them on board. They're right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Stephen Ted's picture is right up there on the wall. Make sure you check it out when you go to Pizza John's in Derby.
Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Yes, yes.
And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 843, Steve and Ted, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Boeing is planning for a new aircraft model. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.